Sports. I'm Chuck Freeman. Another terrific performance from Caitlin Clark. 9 3-pointers, 41 points, and Iowa knocked off defending national champion LSU in a women's NCAA tournament regional final, 94-87 Hawkeyes.
It's amazing to be back in the Final Four. It's so hard to get there, especially with this region and how loaded this region was, but you know, we told ourselves we're the one seed for a reason. You know, we've earned this. We deserve to be in these moments. We're prepared for these moments. But I think we came out here and, you know, our second and third quarters, we played really, really good basketball.
The win advances the Hawkeyes to their second straight Final Four. Paige Becker's headed back to the Final Four after missing out last year. She had 28 points, lifting UConn to an 80-73 win over Southern Cal in their women's NCAA regional final. An attorney for Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice says Rice is cooperating with authorities after a speeding Corvette and a sport utility vehicle caused a chain reaction crash in Dallas over the weekend. Sources told television station WFAA that one of the speeding vehicles was registered to Rice. A former NFL star defensive back has been found dead in his home. Correspondent Gethin Kubal has the story.
Former NFL cornerback Vontae Davis has been found dead in his South Florida home. Police in the Fort Lauderdale suburb of Davie say the body of the 35-year-old Davis was found Monday morning, but no foul play is suspected. No cause of death has been released pending an autopsy. Davis played for 10 seasons in the NFL after being drafted 25th overall by the Dolphins in 2009 out of Illinois. The two-time Pro Bowl selection played 3 seasons for Miami, 6 seasons with the Indianapolis Colts, and finished his career with the Buffalo Bills in 2018. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
The baseball story. The majors have their first no-hitter of the season. Correspondent Adam Spillane reports.
In just his 8th major league start, Ronel Blanco tossed the 17th no-hitter in Astros history in a 10-0 win over the Blue Jays. Blanco walked George Springer to start the game, retired the next 26 he faced, only to walk Springer again, but he induced a ground ball from Vlad Guerrero Jr. to end the game. Through an interpreter, he says he knew early on he could have a big night.
I felt it immediately when I started throwing in the bullpen. I felt that a lot of my pitches were very good, and you know, I felt it as well when I got to the ninth inning as well.
Kyle Tucker and Yiner Diaz hit a pair of home runs for the Astros, who won their first game of the season after being swept in a 4-game set against the Yankees.
Elsewhere in the American League, Baltimore beat Kansas City 9-4, Boston 9-0, blanking Oakland, Seattle 5-4 over Cleveland. The Texas Rangers start their series in Tampa with a win, but lose a big piece of their infield, as correspondent Steve Carney reports.
Dane Dunning earned his first win, and the Texas Rangers got home runs from Josh Young and Adolis Garcia to help defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 9-3. Young's 3-run homer in the first off Rays starter Ryan Pepiot got the Rangers started, but the third baseman left the game after being hit by a pitch in the ninth, sustaining a fractured wrist, according to manager Bruce Bochy.
I just feel horrible. He's had such tough luck on this end as far as injuries, and kind of puts a damper on this one, especially the way he was playing.
Dunning allowed 3 runs and struck out 7 while pitching into the 7th. Tampa Bay's runs came on a solo homer by Richie Palacios and a 2-run blast by Jose Siri.
On to the National League, Los Angeles Dodgers defeated San Francisco 8-3, Chicago Cubs blank Colorado 5-0, Pittsburgh 8-4 over Washington, Cincinnati down Philadelphia 6-3, St. Louis took out San Diego 6-2. In the NBA, Devin Booker with a career-high 52 points in a Phoenix 124-111 win over New Orleans. Suns head coach Frank Vogel says it's remarkable that Booker has done so well against the Pelicans recently.
He just really has a comfort zone here, and you know, I know there's all kind of stats about what has and hasn't been done, but to see a guy go for 53 straight times against a single opponent.
Atlanta knocked off Chicago 113-101 in a matchup of potential play-in tournament opponents. Indiana crushed Brooklyn 133-111. Portland lost its 10th in a row, 104-103 to Orlando. Boston down Charlotte 118-104. Celtics head coach Joe Mazzulla says Sam Hauser's 7 3-pointers and 25 points were no accident.
Layers of our offense is what unleashes him, and the guys understanding that he's a weapon in different ways. And so when we get to the second and third layer of our offense, especially when teams are guarding us a certain way, it really unleashes guys like Sam. And so his confidence and then his teammates continuing to trust him and find him within the layers of our offense.
Memphis down Detroit 110-108. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs get another two-goal game from the NHL's top sniper. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
Auston Matthews and the Maple Leafs built a 4-0 lead before hanging on to beat the Panthers 6-4. Matthews notched his league-high 61st and 62nd goals, and he had an assist at a potential first-round playoff preview. Nicholas Robertson and Matthew Nyes had a goal and an assist each for Toronto, while Tyler Bertuzzi and David Kampf provided the rest of the Leafs' goals. Florida had a chance to overtake the Bruins for the Atlantic Division lead. Vladimir Tarasenko had a goal and two assists for Florida. I'm Dave Ferry.
Alex Nylander scored twice, and Columbus used a three-goal second period to beat Colorado 4-1. Seattle over San Jose 4-2. Pittsburgh down the New York Rangers 5-2. Brock Nelson scored shortly into overtime in the New York Islanders' 4-3 win over Philadelphia. Detroit beat Tampa 4-2, Winnipeg over Los Angeles 4-3, and in overtime it was St. Louis 3-2 past Edmonton. Chuck Friedman, AP Sports.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.